What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve Stoke.
When I started out and Harry was my partner, he said to me, "You will find your identity." It turned out that I felt that my identity was going to be to teach as many people as I could the game of baseball.
White Sox TV analyst.
Being an analytics guy, I would have known that a sub-6-foot-tall right-handed starting pitcher in the major leagues, the odds were infinitesimal. But if there was a contest that had a winner, I could never understand why it shouldn't be me.
Social media guy.
I've been blocking more than Tom Brady's line.
Steve Stoke with Bernstein and Holmes on The Score.
Steve Stone is on Twitter, at Steve Stone. The White Sox TV analyst joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Lawrence. How's everything today?
Things are good. The weather is not bad yet, although supposedly later it will be. But, you know, everything is fine. Everything good on your side?
Yeah, we're just moving along swimmingly. This has been one of the strangest of any type of seasons that I can recall, because we start out without scoring any runs, and then it compounds from there. So we all know what's happening. It's very difficult. I know it's very difficult for the fans. I also have to realize, at one point, being down there in the dugout and in the locker room and on the field as a player, I know for the players, it's very frustrating. And you could pretty much see it in Andrew Vaughn when he hit that line drive with the bases loaded and it was caught. I think the frustration for him and for a lot of people down there kind of boiled over. So, yeah, it's not the best of times, but we'll see if these guys can turn it around.
What can a manager do?
Interesting question, because Pedro's going to take a lot of heat. Chris Getz is going to take a lot of heat. And, you know, those are the guys that are being paid in those positions to eventually take a lot of heat if things don't go well. And as we know, things not going well is an understatement to what's happening. However, I take a look at these guys on a daily basis. I am in the locker room. I am in the dugout and on the field. And I see that maybe 90, 95% of these guys are playing as hard as they can play. It's just not going particularly well. And one of the big problems last year, you might remember, was this team was out-homered at home. And the ballpark at Guaranteed Rate is made to hit the ball out of the park. It is a home run hitter's park. So when you don't have the thunder in your lineup and the opponents come in and they can out-homer you, it becomes very difficult to consistently manufacture runs, especially if you're a team that doesn't take a lot of walks. And so that's what happened. You look up and down this lineup, and they don't have home run hitters in this lineup. I think it's becoming one of the more valuable commodities. I mean, go out and try to trade for a meaningful right-hand power hitter, and you realize what the cost is. Or try to buy one on the open market. Again, you realize what the cost is for a right-handed power bat. As far as the Sox are concerned, meaningful left-handed hitters are a problem, because there aren't a whole lot of them in the organization. And I think you saw it last night with the Twins. Not a real good team either, by the way, and they've also had quite a lot of injuries. But they do have some meaningful left-hand hitters. And last night with Jonathan Cannon, I gave up 9 hits. 8 were to left-hand hitters, and there were some balls that were crushed in the gap. A couple hit out of the ballpark, and I think you see, against a right-handed starter at least, what meaningful left-hand hitters can do. And we saw it last night from the Twins.
You made mention last night of something that I wanted to follow up on, and it was the idea of Cannon needing to maybe take a little bit off of his fastball because he was struggling with it. How do you develop, like, as a pitcher, when did you start figuring, all right, okay, I'm a little wild or more hittable when I'm 95, 96 versus 92, 93?
Well, first of all, let's look back and realize that I was never a sinker baller. I was a high fastball pitcher with a curveball, and I threw a lot of fly balls. So when the wind was blowing in at Wrigley Field when I played for the Cubs, it was great. When the wind was blowing out, well, I gave up 5 home runs to Cincinnati in 2 1/3 innings. And when Jim Marshall came to take me out, he said, that's enough. I said, the record is 6. I'm only in the 3rd inning. And he said, yeah, well, that's enough. And he brought in somebody else. So, yeah, it was very tough for me throwing fly balls. But for a sinker baller, you might notice some of the sinker ballers actually get better as the game moves along, and they get better because of a little bit of fatigue. If you throw the ball at 93, and we saw last night with Cannon, when he threw the ball at 93, the ball sunk, and he was getting ground balls. But he was psyched up, as you would be in your second major league start after a good first major league start. Then you get to 96, and all of a sudden that ball flattens out. And all of a sudden those ground balls that were being thrown now are line drives and fly balls. That's not Jonathan's game. So I felt, in looking at the velocities and watching the ball, the first time out, everything moved. Last night he had some pitches that didn't move, and most of them were 95, 96. So he'll learn. I mean, he's still a very young pitcher with a really high ceiling. I mean, I like his attitude. I like his stuff. Last night wasn't his night, but, you know, when you're shut out, and last night was the 8th time, by the way, as you know, that's never happened before in the history of baseball. So when you get shut out, you're not going to win anyway, and you gave up a couple of runs. That doesn't help, but there was no way to win that game last night, as we eventually saw.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, because you brought up the idea of right-handed power, I wasn't expecting Andrew Vaughn to, you know, to turn into Manny Ramirez, but I was expecting him to be farther along at this point than what he is at the plate. What are you seeing, and why is it not working for him?
Well, there's a couple of things, and it's not lack of work, because Andrew is one of the hardest working guys on this team, and that's why I tell you that, as frustrating as it is for the fans, and it's really frustrating for them, it's more frustrating for the players themselves. And if these guys weren't working, you'd say, well, it's a pretty simple fix, just work a little bit harder. They are working as hard as they can work, and it's not just working out. As far as Andrew is concerned, you get anxious when you don't start out as well as you wanted to start out. And so then you start expanding your strike zone, and that's a problem, because on sliders low and away that nobody can hit anyway, Andrew's been swinging at those, and then he's been swinging at the face-high fastball, and pretty much swinging at pitches that when you're going well, you just look at. You know, you take your walks, and I always say that you can tell when a hitter is just about ready to start to break out of whatever malaise he's in. He starts to take walks first, then starts to hit some line drives. You hope you found some holes. And then all of a sudden he becomes the guy that you thought he was going to be. So it's a slow start for Andrew and many of the guys on that field. It's not for lack of work. I do know that. And as far as what will happen, we don't really know. We do know that this team is challenged for power, and I'm looking and don't know exactly how it's going to come about. But you remember the old days of the artificial surface stadiums, like Kansas City and St. Louis, and ironically, Whitey Herzog built both of those teams. You couldn't allow anybody to come in with more speed than you have, because they were speed ballparks. And if you're playing in a home park where home runs are king, and you don't hit home runs, then you've given a tremendous advantage to the opposition coming in. And the Sox last year were out-homered at home. They were under 500 at home. And this year is not starting out particularly well. And one of the reasons is they're not hitting the ball out of the ballpark.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I know you like catchers who can catch.
Yes.
Can this catcher catch?
By this catcher, which one are you referring to?
The once defensive positive Martin Maldonado, his skills appear to have eroded with age.
Well, there's a couple of things that come into play. Number one is the intellectual pursuit that a catcher has, and Martin was almost like a player coach with Houston. So he understands the psychology of a pitcher, and he's able to get pitchers through areas that maybe some other catchers aren't. However, the physical aspect of his catching has deteriorated. There's no doubt about that. He doesn't catch every ball like he used to. He still blocks pitches well. He still understands how to call a game, which is one of the reasons why he's been playing. But the batting average at 050 or something along those lines, not a ringing endorsement to get more playing time. And I think Corey Lee actually will start to play a bit more. He's shown he can swing the bat. He's shown that he can block pitches. He doesn't have a backlog like veteran catchers would have of understanding each and every type of pitcher and how to get the most out of them, because good catchers are almost like a psychologist. They're almost like a pitching coach. They can go out, look in a pitcher's eyes and understand where he needs that kick in the butt, or understand where he might need, you know, an arm around him saying, hey, look, you got this. You can get this guy out. There's no doubt about it. And this is how you do it. And you tell him, and things work out pretty well. So Martin is still valuable. But as a catcher who's going to catch maybe 70% of the time, I don't think those days are with us at this point. I think you'll see more of Corey Lee.
Speaking of Maldonado and what's going on with him behind the plate, he seems to be doing some of the stuff that Grandal used to do, because Grandal was known as a framer, and he'd miss pitches because he was trying to snatch them. Can a pitcher ever talk to a catcher about their framing?
Well, there is no doubt that the Sox have a plethora of catching coaches, and I understand what you're getting at. I also believe that Grandal just couldn't catch the ball. I know that he was known as a framer, but I would like him to have been a catcher and a blocker and a caller and all the other things that go into being a catcher, which Grandal wasn't. A lot of it has to do with his knees and the fact that if you catch a long time, your knees are just going to lose a whole lot of elasticity. They're not going to be real good, and it's going to be tough to move on either side. But, yeah, Grandal turned out to be a bust, as we know, a four-year bust. And bringing in Maldonado, he has a different skill set. And I also think from a psychological standpoint, he's more valuable than Grandal, because I think that Martin really understands the science of catching. So the physical aspect of it, look, Father Time is undefeated. It's untied. Father Time is going to get you. It's just a question of when it does.
Yeah, but Stoney, I'm just saying, like, could you go and be like, hey, cut it out. Like, just put the mitt there and just catch it. Don't worry about framing it. I'm going to be fine. Like, just catch
it. It's like you tell a wide receiver, secure the catch.
Well, that's if you have a veteran pitcher who's been around and has the gravitas of being around a while, you might be able to get away with that with a catcher. But it should come from the manager, the catching coaches, and somebody else saying, look, let's forget about framing because we have seen that as good as it can be, umpires have a tendency to miss pitches anyway. And so don't worry about framing, worry about catching the ball because you have to limit the pass balls and the wild pitches. So, yeah, a veteran pitcher can do that. For a young pitcher, they pretty much go along with whatever the catcher is going to call. And as far as framing the ball, it's not really up to them to say, hey, just catch it. Don't worry about framing. I'll take care of the strikes.
How concerned are you about the deterioration of Andrew Benintendi? And this is, I mean, last year he was a negative WAR player. This year he's cost the team nearly a win. He has the lowest WAR on the team. He's 29 years old. So is he hurt? Or is something else going on here?
I really don't know, but it is. It's cause for concern because he's your highest paid player. Everyone knows he signed a 5-year, $75 million contract. But that is irrelevant to everyday play because I've never known a player to go out there on a daily basis and say, hey, if I strike this guy out, I'm going to make more money next year. It doesn't work that way. Everybody who's gotten to the major leagues has won wherever he's been, or he wouldn't be in the major leagues because this is the pinnacle. And with Andrew, as far as not hitting home runs, that could be a product of having a lot of wrist problems over the last couple of years. One of the things that you have to realize, however, is that if you do this game fundamentally, even if you're struggling with the bat, you can still help the team a number of different ways. You can help it by running, and Andrew has decent speed, not great speed, but decent speed. You can certainly do it with the glove. And that's one of the areas that's been disappointing. It's not only airmailing the cutoff man just about every other time, but it's missing balls that he used to be able to catch in left field like the other one in Philadelphia. And I understand the wall's coming up. These guys are professionals. Benintendi was a terrific left fielder at one point. He is not that way now. But because he started off like this, it doesn't mean this is going to continue. Right now it is cause for concern. There's no doubt about it. And when the team is not scoring runs, everything becomes a big moment. If this team scores 11 runs and you miss the cutoff man and you win the game 11-4, nobody really cares. But if you lose that game 4-3 because you airmailed a cutoff man, because you let the trailer on a play go to second base, which the Sox do ad nauseum, by the way, which takes you out of a double play situation, it's an easy throw to hit the cutoff man. It's a tougher throw to airmail him and try to throw somebody out because, one, you're not going to throw anybody out with a rainbow throw from whatever field you care to mention, and, two, you're going to let the trailer go to second base. So we saw it even on a double early in the ball game last night. We saw an airmailed cutoff man, and then we saw a double score the run from second. Now, would that run have scored from first? We'll never know. We know for sure it scored from second. That's a result of an airmailed cutoff man.
Stoney, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Okay, boys, hopefully this turns around because right now the Cleveland Spiders are looking like they were a good team.
Yeah. Stoney, thank you.
Take care, boys.
That's Steve Stone.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.